Welcome to this new episode. My name is Karin Rodriguez, and today I'll be talking about designing effective learning experiences. The first step to design effective learning experiences is determining the students' needs, learning styles, and any accommodations for students with special needs, the school parameters, curriculum, and students' goals. For instance, if the class has English language learners, then we need to consider all the language accommodations from these students defined by the Language Proficiency Assessment Committee at school. The majority of the accommodations for each language learner student are use of total physical response, modeling, repetition, waiting time when prompting students, and lots of visuals. If the class has special education students, so we should then use the individualized educational plan or IEP when planning the lessons. Once all these aspects were determined, we proceed to start in planning the learning activities using the domain standards. If the teacher is working in a school, usually the lessons have to be planned using the school's curriculum. Most of the preschool curriculums are based on themes that change every week. Your goal when planning has to be that all learning experiences are aligned with the indicators of effective practice, such as whether the curriculum is validated from the standards from the state. In other words, if we are working in the state of Texas, for example, then all activities are based on the Texas guidelines dictated by the Texas Education Agency. Another good indicator of effectiveness is that the activities have to be planned in a way that are challenging but at the same time achievable for children, including those who need accommodations. If the learning experiences are based in a themed curriculum, it is a good idea that all activities from different subject areas are used as in the same theme. In other words, activities for math, science, writing, reading should be planned using this theme as the parameter. Planning assessments for the learning experiences. Let's talk about planning assessments for the learning experiences so we can evaluate how our students developed knowledge after learning experiences occur. Assessments help teachers reflect on what they taught, the methods used, so they can make changes if needed to the instruction, or reteaching might be needed in case students did not show enough evidence of learning the objectives of the activity. In early childhood, one of the main forms of assessments are journals. In a journal, students are asked to write and draw about what they learn. Journals allow teachers to have precise information about students' learning. A journal can tell how students understand the content and how students are using the strategies taught to become effective writers. For instance, a teacher will ask students to label each picture they make, as well as to write words about that picture. A 3 or 4 years old child can write labels for objects and captions for illustrations. Technology is another great tool teachers can use as assessments. Students' videos are another tool the teacher is going to use to assess students' learning. Using digital applications like CISO, a teacher can prompt students to record a video of themselves using an iPad with the CISO application, which allows students to take pictures, record videos, and upload them to the student's account. After doing this, the teacher watches it and she will have to approve or not being posted to each student's account so parents can watch it using the same application in an electronic device. Another way for assessment will be questioning before, during, and after a discussion or a read-aloud activity. When using a know-want-learn chart, the teacher will be making during the discussion. Questioning allows for children use of their background knowledge and their vocabulary so they can make connections between the information they know and the new information they are learning at the moment. The continuum also states that a 48-month child can make predictions about a story or a discussion based on what she already knows or experiences she might have had in the past. Learning through play. We cannot omit in this talk the greatest way for an early childhood student learn, by playing. Play is crucial for a child's learning and development. As teachers, it is very important to provide students at this age with plenty of opportunities for playtime, as it is through playing how children learn best. The most effective way to consolidate learning is through playing. Children learn by exploring, asking questions, pretending to be someone else, inquiring, so there is more effective ways to learn than intentional play can offer. Even in adulthood, the opportunity to learn by having fun is the most attractive for anybody. As important as providing students with opportunities to play for their learning and development, it is crucial that teachers plan and prepare learning activities, taking into consideration all their students' interests, learning styles, and capabilities. In other words, differentiation is the key to plan effective activities that reach all students in a class and meet their learning needs. Make sure to plan activities that sparks the interest of your students and consider all students' levels so you can meet the needs of all those little ones present in your class. For me, it was a true pleasure to share a little bit of my experiences and ideas with these important considerations to take when planning activities for your children to enjoy and be productive for your class. Thank you and have a blessed day.